Parshas Matos, in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Chof Aleph. This is a good quiz question. Where does it say in the Torah, Zois Chukas HaTorah? Somebody will tell you, quite rightly, in the beginning of Parshas Chukas. But actually, it also says it's in this week's Parsha, when Klal Yisrael came back from Midian, and they have captured the Kalim belonging to Midian. So the Torah says, Zois Chukas HaTorah. This is the law of the Torah. And the Torah proceeds to teach us all the halachas of how you are machshir kelim, whether it's hagolas kelim or whether it is tvilas kelim. All halachas are learned from over here. They are halachas min ha-Torah, and it's introduced by the words zeis chukas ha-Torah. With the obvious question being, why is this called zeis chukas ha-Torah? This is the law of the Torah. It's not the law of the Torah. It's the law of kosher and kalim. Hagolas kalim, tzilas kalim. Why is this introduced with such a grand introduction? Zois chukas ha-Torah. Why is hagolas kalim and tzilas kalim, why are they called, why are they referred to as chukas ha-Torah? The Chofetz Chaim, as a sefer, called Likutei Halachos. Likutei Halachos is a pirush to the Maseches of Kochim. And in his introduction, he has a footnote, a very lengthy footnote, and this is where he discusses this point. And he says as follows. Torah is compared in various places to fire and also to water. It is referred to water, it's in fact a pasuk in Yeshayahu, it says, Hoy kol tzomo l'chu l'mayim. You'll be thirsty for water. The discussion there is Torah. You see that Torah is compared to water. But moreover, he sends us to a Sifri in Parashat Ekev, and a Torah, the Sifri there says there are many comparisons between water and Torah. For example, water is Meshivas Nofesh. It soothes the soul. Imagine you're in the blistering heat all day, and then you come across a bottle of cold iced water. Ah, a Geshmak. A Mechaya, says the Medrash, there is the free thing too. Torah Hashem Tmima, Meshivas Nafesh. Water is essentially a free product. Anybody can go to the sea and take water. So too, Torah is a free product. So the Sifri has many, many comparisons between Torah and water. We know that Chazal also say that Mayim always flows from an upward to a downward direction. So too, Torah is always to be found by people who are modest. Like Moshe Rabbeinu was the honor of Mikol Adam, he's the one who delivered the Torah to Klal Yisrael. So there are many references, many comparisons between Torah and water. But equally, there are also comparisons between Torah and fire. In fact, it's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, it says, Haloi kol koidvori ka'esh. We know that Torah was given in fire. The Torah was given in fire. Why is the Torah compared, asked the Chofetz Chaim, both to water and also to fire? Says the Chofetz Chaim, and this is tonight's Yesod. The Chofetz Chaim said that when a person commits an Avera, we know that he has, as it were, defiled himself. He has brought upon himself a spiritual impurity. He becomes Tomei, and Avera is Metamei, the soul. When a person becomes Tomei, how does he become pure? By dipping into the mikveh of water. So too, if a person becomes Tomei by committing an Avera, he should dip in the water. Which water? The water of Torah. Torah is compared to water. That's our first comparison. Torah is like a mikveh of mayim. Just like mayim can be metahir a tomei, so too Torah can also be metahir somebody who's been over aveiros. However, says the Chofetz Chaim, you might say that's not enough. Because if I touch, for example, a dead body and become pure, impure, as it were, on an external basis, so I dip into the mikveh. But when one commits aveiros, one becomes tomei through and through, not just the goof. But the nefesh, the neshama, right through to your soul, you become, as it were, absorbed with tomei. So who says that a mikvah will help then? That's how we have comparison number two. We have a comparison of esh, because we know what is the koyach of fire. Fire can extract absorptions from the kli. However, they were absorbed even in the most intense heat, but fire can once again extract it. Says the Chofetz Chaim, therefore, Hagolas Kalim. How do you kosher Kalim? Through water and fire. If you cleanse Kalim through water and fire, so too you cleanse the soul through water and fire. Which water and fire? The water and fire of Torah. Zois Chukas HaTorah. That's why this is introduced by the word Zois Chukas HaTorah, because there is comparison over here. The Torah is talking about cleansing kalim that have become absorbed with what? Foods that are forbidden to eat. But Zois Chukas HaTorah, this is the law of the Torah as well. The Torah also cleanses, because the Torah is also called Mayim and is also called Esh. So in the same way as your machshir, a kli, with fire and water, so too you are machshir, a person who has committed aveiras with fire and water. Which fire and water? With Torah. And in fact, says the Chofetz Chaim, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, in the sixth parak of Ovis, the first Mishnah, famous Mishnah, it says there, Haloimed Torah Lishmo Zeichel Dvarim Harav. If you learn Torah with the right intentions in mind, you'll be zeicher to many things. And there's a whole long list of what you'll be zeicher to. And one of them is, U'machshar toiliyei tzadik. It's machshir you. What does that mean, it's machshir you? Says the Chofetz Chaim, there you have it. That's the exact same word that we use to be machshir kelim. So it's not just a play on words, as the Chofetz Chaim is very literal. In the same way as you cleanse kelim through fire and water, so too you cleanse the soul who's committed an avera also with fire and water. Which particular fire and water? The fire and water of Torah. I found, interestingly enough, that Reb Chaim Volozhin, in his Pirush to Ovis, Ruach Chaim, says exactly the same. On those words, Umachsharta, he says, Ukedimion, just like Kli Issa. Just like your Machshir a Kli, which has become Osa. So too, he says, the Eish HaTorah, the Mayim of Torah, cleanses the soul. Exactly what the Chofetz Chaim says, that's what the Chaim Volozhin says. And he says in conclusion, the Chofetz Chaim, and in fact the Mishnah Berurah quotes this in a number of places. The Mishnah Berurah says that if somebody has committed an Avera, then the best antidote is, go and learn. If you learn one daf a day, learn two. If you learn one piece of Shulchan Aruch, learn two. That's how you'll cleanse your soul, of course. La halacha, you have to be chayzer with tshuva as well, and follow all the steps of tshuva. But cleansing the neshama, cleansing the soul, comes about through the koyach of Torah. That, says the Chofetz Chaim, is why the Torah introduces the parasha of Hagolas Kelim, Achsharas Kelim, with the words Zois Chukas HaTorah. This is the choik, not just of Kelim. This is the choik of Torah. Torah does exactly the same as everything that's about to be spelt out over here. Now, interestingly enough, the Rambam, in his Yad HaChazok in Hilchas Mikvois, tells you all the halachos of Mikvois, and it takes him precisely 11 prokim to do so. The very final halacha, we know that the derech of the Rambam, very often in his final halacha, he gives you a musa drasha. Even though essentially the Rambam is a halachic work, it's not a hashkafic work or a musa work. But the last Rambam in the halachas of every aspect of halacha, he tells you the musa. Says the Rambam the following. The Rambam says, it's clear that we don't really understand the concept of tuma and tahara. Impure, yes, claw. Does anybody understand why you touch a dead rat, you become tummy, and when you enter the building of a dead body, you become tummy? We obviously can't understand this. And so too, we equally can't understand, if you became tummy, then why all of a sudden, if you dip into a mikvah, you become tummy? We obviously can't understand that, says the Rambam. it's mechlal hachukim. It's essentially it's a chuk. It's a chuk. So therefore, really, we should leave it at that. Says the Rambam, but just to make it a little bit more palatable. Just to make it a little bit more palatable. Says the Rambam, do you know what? This is teaching us, even though we can't essentially understand it, but in the same way as when you become Tomei. And you immerse into the mikveh, you become Tohor. Why? Because that's what the Torah says. Says the Rambam, so too. If you want to be Metaher Nafshoi, so too if you want to be Metaher, not just your guf, the body, then you go into a mikveh. But if you want to be Metaher, your nefesh, what do? You should also enter the water. Which water? Hevi nafshoi b'mei hada'as, the water of knowledge. Which knowledge? Obviously the knowledge of Torah. So you see that the Rambam also therefore draws this comparison. In the same way as somebody becomes Tommy in a physical way, he goes into a physical body of water, so too if you become Tommy in a spiritual way, having done Averas, you also enter a body of water. Which body of water? B'mei hada'as, the water of knowledge, that's the Torah. Now, I want to share with you a medrash with an unbelievable pshat of the Vilna Gaon. An amazing pshat of the Vilna Gaon. The medrash in Parshas Metzora, and I have to listen carefully, tells us three mesholim. Three mesholim. The moshol is, you have a foolish person and a wise person. The pekeach, the chochem, and the tifish, the shoter. Now listen to the Mashalim. Let's try and work out together, do we understand the Mashal and the Nimshal or not? So the Medrash says as follows. The Medrash says, imagine you'd have an enormous mound of earth. Do you know what the foolish person says? This mound of earth is too big to remove. It will take forever. And therefore, I'm not even going to bother starting. And what does the wise person say? I'll do one shovel today, and another shovel tomorrow, and another shovel the day after, and eventually I'll get the job done. That's the moshel. What's the nimshel? So the Medrash says, so too when it comes to Torah. The tipesh, the foolish person, do you know how he views Torah? Like an enormous mound of earth. It's too big. The Medrash says, interestingly, look at Masechta's Kalim. 30 prokin, just one Masechta. It's too big. I'll never get this done. And therefore, says the foolish person, I'm not even going to bother beginning either. And what does the wise person say? I'll learn one Mishnah today, and another Mishnah tomorrow, another Mishnah the day after, and eventually I'll get through. So I think the Moshel makes sense, the Nimshel makes sense, everything makes sense. Okay, we move on. The Medrash now says a second moshel. The Medrash says, imagine you'd have a loaf of bread, which for some inexplicable reason is hanging on a very, very high place at the side of a building. So what does the foolish person say? It's too hard for me to reach it, I'm not even going to bother. And what does the wise person say? One moment, if it's there, then clearly somebody put it there. So obviously, it is possible. I'm going to have to work out a way of getting there. So what will I do? I'll build a ladder, I'll build boxes, I'll make my way up. But clearly it's possible because somebody did it. How did this loaf of bread get there otherwise? That's the moshel. And what's the nimshel? Says the Medrash, so too. The foolish person says, Torah, not only is very big, it's also too hard. It's too hard, it's too difficult. So what does the wise person say? One second, it can't be that difficult because I've seen very great people learn Torah, so obviously it's possible. So I'll ask my Rebbe, and my Rebbe will tell him what his Rebbe say, and what does his Rebbe say? So again, the Moshel, the Nimshel, it all makes sense. The first Moshel tells us that what? That the foolish person says that Torah is like a mound of earth, it's too big. The second Moshel is that it's like a kicker hanging up in a very high place, it's too difficult. And either way, the wise person says, it's not too difficult, and it's not too big. Now let's get to the third moshel. Third moshel is, the foolish person says, imagine you'd be employed to fill a bucket with water. Problem is, the bucket's got a hole at the bottom. So what does the foolish person say? Ridiculous, waste of time. I pour all this water into the bucket and it all gets lost. And what does the wise person say to him? Why in the world would you care? You're being paid for it anyway. You're getting paid by the hour. So pour all the water in, all the water will get lost, it's true, it doesn't really matter. Aren't you getting paid? This is your job. That's the moshel. And what's the nimshel? So too, the foolish person says, Torah is too difficult to recall. It's like a bucket with a hole. The more I learn, the more I forget. Therefore, what's the point? And what does the wise person say to him? It doesn't matter. Anu amelim umakablim schar. Your job is not to recall information. Torah is not a project of information massing. You learn hard. If you can remember it, that's wonderful. Of course, you've got to do chazar and you've got to try and remember. But even if you don't, that doesn't make it a waste of time, a fruitless task. You'll be paid by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. End of the Medrash. There is an enormous question on this Medrash. We have three mashal. Mashal number one, to an enormous mound of earth. Mashal number two, to a bread that's hanging up high in a building. Mashal number three, pouring water into a bucket with a hole. Those are three different issues that the Rosha has, that the Tipish has with Torah. It's like a mound of earth, it's too big. The wise person says, slowly, slowly you'll get there. The next time it is, it's not just too big, it's too difficult, says the wise person, you'll be able to do it. And what's the third moshul? Besides the fact that it's too big and it's also too hard, it's also impossible to recall. I keep forgetting everything. And what does the wise person say? Doesn't matter, you're being paid for the job. Freg the Vilna Gaon, I don't understand. I understand that if you're being paid to fill a bucket full of water, even if it's got a hole, it's worth your while. Why? Because you're paid by the hour. But why is the person employing him to do it? I don't understand him. I understand the employee. I don't understand the employer. The one whose job is it to fill water, who cares if the water does remain or not? For some reason, this employer wants water poured into his bucket. Why? I have no idea. But it makes no difference. You're being paid by the hour, so I understand the marshal. But I don't understand the fellow who is paying this guy to do it. It's a waste of time. Says the Vilna Gaon, Muira deKapshat in the Medrash, it's not a waste of time. Because if you fill water into a bucket, even though the bucket gets a hole, you're right, it'll serve zero purpose if you're trying to contain the water. But you know what purpose it serves? The more water you pour into the bucket, the cleaner the bucket will become. Therefore, this employer is not wasting his time. So to the same is Torah. Torah, we learn and we learn and we learn. What happens in the end? We get sometimes very disorientated. By the time I got to the end of the Masechta, I can barely remember the beginning. So what does the wise person say? Say it. I'm being paid for it. Say it, but why am I being paid for it? As the Vilna Gaon says in Yiddish, even though it doesn't contain the water of a rain vetezayin. Rain means clean. It'll be clean. Torah cleanses. Torah cleanses. A phenomenal chat of the Vilna Gaon. The moshel makes sense. The nimshel makes sense, but why in the world is this employer paying somebody to pour water in a bucket with a hole? The answer is because that's the way you'll clean the bucket, and Torah will cleanse the soul. But it's not a waste of time. You earn good wages. Not only do you earn good wages, you'll be cleansed as well. If you remember, we discussed, we mentioned this on previous occasions, one word in Rashi. One word in Rashi. Remember the one word in Rashi we discussed in Psochim? Venistraimanti. The Gemara in Psochim, Daf Samaches on the base, describes Rabbi Yosef as ordering a very lavish Suda on Shavuos. And he says, why do I want to lavish Suda on Shavuos? Because if not for this day, what would I be? Any old Rav Yosef in the Shuk, Joe in the street. There's many, many questions on that Gemara. We discussed it, we're not going to go into it now. We discussed, I think, five questions at the time. But one of the questions, for example, is, Chazal tell us that Rav Yosef actually forgot all his learning. So what's he celebrating? What's it to celebrate? You look in Rashi, Rashi says one word. Lomadati Taharbe Torah. I learned a lot of Torah. And Vamistre Mamti, I became an elevated being. I became something different. That's the bucket with the hole. It may be lost. Rabbi Yosef forgot his learning, but he didn't lose the Vamistre Mamti. Torah cleanses, Torah elevates, Torah changes a person. Torah changes a person. Do you know what the Vilna Gaon says? The Vilna Gaon says, we came to this world for one reason, to rectify our bad midas. Every person is born with his own bad midas. Lev, Yudea, Moras, Nafshay, everybody knows their own shortcomings. Our job, and we have 120 years maximum to do it, that is to fix our midas. How do you do that? The answer is, through Torah. How do I know it's through Torah? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us so. Remember what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yoiv? Barosi Yetzahara, I created the Yetzahara. Barosi Torah Tavlin, I created the Torah which is the antidote to the Yetzahara. You want to become cleansed? You want to have pure midas? This is the way to do it. So the Mesillas Yesharim says, one moment. Imagine somebody comes along and says, one moment, I have a different way of getting about this. I have an anger management issue. That's my bad news. I have an issue with gaiva. I have an issue with taiva. I have an issue with atzlonos, whatever it may be. So what's the way you're going to rectify it? I'm going to go to a library, I'm going to buy a book on 12 steps to anger management, 12 steps to laziness, and 12 steps to... Says the Mesillas Yesharim, you know how he describes him? Mesillas Yesharim says, whoever says this is a tippish, is a fool. Why is he a fool? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who created the Yetzirah. Nobody else. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is the one who told you how to deal with it. So you're going to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu a different way? Remember the moshel, we once discussed this, we gave a moshel. Imagine you go to your computer technician. So I've got a virus in my computer. And the computer technician says, I know how to fix it. Really? How do you know? So I'll be honest, I'm the one who created the virus. I was the one who created the virus, I know how to fix it. And you say to him, yeah, but I've got a different way. You're arguing with a person who created the virus? If he created it, he knows how to fix it up. Says in the series of Shema, Kodesh Baruch Hu created the Yetzirah. So he's the one who told us how to fix it, how to deal with it, how to become a Venistre Mamti Jew. He said, I did a Torah. So you're going to say, no, in a different way? This is the Zeus Chukas HaTorah. This is the Zeus Chukas HaTorah. We have a principle in Hagolas Kelim. When you want to kasher a kli, how do you kasher it? There's different ways. Water, eish. So what's the principle? Kaboiloi kach poiltoi. As it's absorbed, that's how it spews out the bleus. Says Rev Elyalapion, exactly the same as the Torah. If you're over an Avera of less severe degree, as opposed to if you're over an Avera with more severe degree, then kaboiloi kach poiltoi. It could be an Avera, for example, b'shoigeg, a kind of mitzvah, that could be the tikkun. If you're even a vera with a big taiva is always compared to eish, then you need a different type of hachshara through the eish of Torah. It's not good enough just to do a mitzvah. You see the comparison that's being drawn all the way by all these different mafarshim. Torah, and especially amelos ha-Torah, obviously, is the cleansing of the soul. And that's what the Chofetz Chaim taught us. Zois chukas ha-Torah is not just limited to something local to cleansing of kelim, but it's also the cleansing of the soul. How so? Through the water and fire of Torah. Therefore, we should really say two things in conclusion. Number one, I think we've mentioned this in the past. When you read your next biography of a Godel B'Yisrael, so invariably there'll be two parts. Part one will tell you how this Godel B'Yisrael was a tremendous masmid and learned Torah already from a young age until Ad Seif Yomov. And in part two, there'll be chapters in the biography that tell us about his tremendous chesed and his tremendous compassion he had for Klal Yisrael, and how he was concerned for Yisraelim and Almonas, etc., etc. We have to understand that the two halves of the book are contingent on each other. Do you know how you got to part two? Only through part one. When one dedicates one's life to Torah, then one becomes Vinisrei Mamti, one becomes cleansed through the fire and the water of Torah, one becomes an altogether different being. And automatically, one becomes an elevated being. Recently in our shul, in Bar Gimel, I made a campaign. Whenever I say, it's a long afternoon, Shabbos afternoon, we can all come and learn in the Beis HaMedrash. An hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. And I said, if anybody is concerned, listen, I've got concerns of Shalom Bayis, I have to look after my wife. I said to them, give me your wife's phone number, I'll speak to her. Because, obviously, every person has a different situation, but essentially, the husband learns more, Shalom Bayis will improve. Now again, please don't misquote me, every situation is different. Famous story, somebody came once late to his kollel or to his yeshiva, and I said, well, where were you? He said, Nebuchadnezzar. I was about to come to Kolo, and I came across this woman, Nebuchadnezzar, she was busy with 4 or 5 children, and then nobody else was there to help us. I cleaned the floor, and I had to help the children. Wonderful, very, very special to you. Who was this woman? She happens to be my wife. She's no different from anybody else. So of course, we're not passing halachas, everybody has to help their wife. But essentially, what are we trying to point out today? That a person becomes a Vinisrei Mamti being, then if he learns more Torah, then of course Shalom Bayis will be better, because he's a better husband, because he's a better person. Therefore, when we read our biographies of Gedolei Yisrael, and we read how great Baalei Nidus they were, we have to understand that came through their dedication to Torah, because that's the Vinisrei Mamti, that's the Eish and the Mind, that's the Zois Chukas HaTorah. In absolute conclusion, we should say that we are now in the Bein HaMetzarim. We are almost a week into the Bein HaMetzarim. The Kotzker Rebbe was famous for always having very sharp, to the point, one line Musa statements. Very powerful Musa statements. So the Kotzker Rebbe once said the following: which month did the Churban take place in, both the first and the second, Chodesh Av? So you know what the Kotzker Rebbe says? Do you know what Av stands for? Aleph Beis. Back to basics. There's been a Churban. So we think to ourselves, how do we go about rectifying that Churban? The answer is, back to basics. And our basic of basics is Torah. In fact, that's how the Churban came about in the first place. Chazal tell us that they didn't really understand why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed until HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, because Al Shaloi Birchu BaTorah Tchila. They didn't value Torah enough. As I once heard from a Chashev HaTalmud Chacham, he said, you know, whenever there's a tragedy, Baruch Hashem, we're all wonderful people, we only have one problem, mezuzahs. That always becomes the first port of call. Somebody have a check in mezuzahs. Of course, we mustn't be mezalzel. Chazal tell us that mezuzah is a shmira. But what the Kotzker Rebbe is teaching us, that when chas v'shalom a tragedy happens, av, aleph, beis, back to basics. We don't have to look for fancy skulos and all interesting types of tikkunim. Back to basics. Torah, avodah, and gemilas chasadim. The Torah becomes, is always the basic of basics. And especially when Chazal tell us that was brought about the Churban in the first place. Therefore, it's always a timely reminder, but especially now in the Bein HaMetzarim, Zois Chukas HaTorah, to understand that the Chuk of the Torah is, the law of the Torah is, you're immersing yourself in the Mei Hadas, person becomes cleansed through the water and the fire of Torah, that changes him, that elevates him, that cleanses him, and he becomes an altogether different being. And that, says the Chofetz Chaim, is what the Torah means. Zois chukas haTorah. In the same way as you cleanse kelim with esh and mayim, so too you cleanse the soul also with esh and mayim. Not the physical, but rather the spiritual, and that is through the koyach haTorah.